There's never a bad time for a Bible study, even if you're on the road between Jerusalem and Gaza and you're in your chariot. We have from Acts chapter 8 this morning the story of the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip, who is inspired by the Holy Spirit, who the scripture says said to Philip, the Spirit said, go and join up with that chariot. As Philip comes inside, the eunuch is reading part of the prophets, probably from a scroll he has unrolled. He's reading Isaiah, and he doesn't understand what it's referring to. And Philip proclaims Jesus to him. Philip proclaims Jesus. You see, as a person comes to understand and know the scriptures, there comes a point where only by the proclamation of another living human being can that faith really be fanned into flame. Yes, many people meet Jesus by simply reading the scriptures, but of course, the scriptures are meant to lead us into the communion of the church with other believers, others who are living in Christ. So Philip proclaims Jesus to him, and all of a sudden there's some water along the road, and the natural consequence of believing in Jesus is then to, in obedience to his command, be baptized, to be immersed. And the eunuch was probably immersed fully into that body of water and fully came out dripping wet. And all of a sudden, in a seeming kind of miracle, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, takes him to Azotus. Now that Ethiopian court official had a whole life ahead of him. But the most important thing was that he encountered the Lord Jesus in the Word, and then one of Jesus' disciples, and he accepted Christ and was baptized. Philip was given other work to do, but that Ethiopian eunuch, his life was changed. Who knows in our lives how many moments we have that maybe we don't accompany a person throughout the whole course of their life, teaching them, forming them, walking with them in faith. But there are these anointed moments where the Spirit says to us, go up and join with that person. Go up and speak to that person. And it might be just for a moment, but who knows what will happen because of that little moment to help someone closer to Jesus. Of course, the Lord desires for all of us, wherever we are in the world, to be joined together around the bread of life. That even in the nation of Ethiopia today, people are celebrating the Eucharist, and that we actually are still together, are joined together as we receive the bread of life. Not the bread that came down from heaven with Moses, but truly Christ who gives his flesh for the life of the world. Today we ask in the Eucharist for the Holy Spirit to inspire us to be able to proclaim Jesus and open the scriptures for others, that all might gather around the one table of the Lord and be fed with bread that gives true life in eternity.